I'm Sasha Coca, and this is the California Report magazine. Given the craziness of the last couple years, we're kind of making it our mission right now to bring you more stories about joy. Californians finding their passions and creating connections, lifting up their communities. Well, this week we've got a special treat for you. A couple months ago, KQED culture reporter Chloe Veltman headed out with some friends to a restaurant in the Sonoma County town of Guerneville. And there was this cover band playing called Susie's Last Resort. Chloe was blown away by how charismatic and fun the group was, and got even more excited when she learned about the woman behind the music, how she started her showbiz career when she was pushing 40, and now at nearly 80, she's still at it. Chloe knew she had to track the band leader down and bottle her magic.
We're going to let you hear some Beatles right now, some dinner.
Oldies aren't really my jam, but that night at the Main Street Bistro where I first experienced Susie's Last Resort, I just couldn't help myself. The band was tight, they had coordinated dance moves and coordinated red sparkly outfits. I found it impossible not to bop along. Securing a meeting with the woman responsible for that memorable night took a little while. Jane Sorensen has a lot going on. But a few weeks ago, I managed to connect with her at her bass player's airy, knick-knack-filled garage in Santa Rosa.
This is where we rehearse at their home.
The petite, smiling 78-year-old rocked hip purple highlights in her pixie-cut grey hair. She tells me her passion for singing goes back to when she was a girl growing up in small-town Pennsylvania in the 1940s and 50s.
When I was really young, my mom said I sang all the World War II songs.
Like what?
Like Bell Bottom Trousers and Bell Bottom Trousers, Coat of Navy Blue.
She loved a sailor boy and he loved her too.
And then all the romantic songs from that era.
Jane says she dreamt about singing professionally, maybe even on Broadway. So at the age of 11, Jane went along with her parents to see a voice coach for advice.
And they said, does she have any talent? And so I did some singing for him. And he said, unfortunately, no, she does not have any talent.
When an adult tells a kid they can't sing, the kid usually stops doing it. Child development experts have been warning against this for years because it can mess with a person's self-esteem and confidence long term. But somehow, the criticism, though crushing, didn't cramp Jane's style.
Nonetheless, I kept singing to myself.
She took to singing along to the radio in her car, mostly harmonies.
And so that's how I trained myself to sing backups, which I must tell you is more difficult than singing leads.
In the 1960s, she flew across the country to start a new life in California. She was a trained nurse and got a job in a psychiatric unit in Santa Rosa. Then, one day in the early 80s, Jane's in the nurse's station filling out her end-of-shift charts as usual when the radio starts playing one of her favourite songs.
The Shirelles' Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and I start singing. But the next thing I know, someone is singing behind me in a harmony part.
Jane turns around and sees it's one of her colleagues from the ward.
And then there's a third voice and a fourth.
Now there's a quartet of hospital workers singing in four-part harmony, completely off the cuff.
And so we have this little chorus.
Just then, a male colleague walks by.
And said, oh, it's the Pointless Sisters. You know, making a joke about we're not the Pointer Sisters, we're just the Pointless Sisters. And we said, yeah, right, we are, and we're pretty good.
Little did that wisecracking colleague know how seriously Jane would take his joke.
So I said, how about we get together and do something with this?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
And thus, the Pointless Sisters were born. Oh, by the way, that's not Jane's voice. She prefers to sing harmonies. The original lineup consisted of three psych ward techs and a nurse, plus, after about 18 months, a backing band led by one of Jane's medical interns.
That I believe, I really do believe.
It It wasn't long before they started performing occasional benefit gigs around Sonoma County to raise money for causes like the AIDS crisis. Jane says it was exciting to get to sing on stage in public instead of in her car just to herself.
It was a dream. It was really a dream when I look back at those days.
Even so, right from the start, Jane faced setbacks. The first one came after just a few shows when the sisters' backing band quit.
And then finally, they got tired of us.
The band did,
and they moved on. People left.
The singers went their separate ways, but Jane wasn't ready to give up. She found new vocalists, and deciding she didn't need a band, she bought backing tracks from a local karaoke studio, loaded them onto cassette tapes, and started gigging again. Just the singers and a boombox.
We didn't have CDs yet, so when you started the cassette tape, you know, you couldn't say, well, let's jump to this song or that one. No, you had to keep going.
Eventually, the sisters managed to find a great new live band to play with, the Simplistics. Their charismatic leader, who passed away in 2006, went by the stage name of Muddy Rivers. Jane says they got to open for some well-known musical acts like the Drifters.
That was big time for us.
Unfortunately, Jane says Muddy wasn't very reliable. He had a tendency to treat the singers like amateurs.
Muddy, that I love him so much, but when it came to paying the singers, there was no money left.
When the vocalists eventually started to receive their long overdue checks, there was a big problem.
They all bounced and that was it.
Jane says she and the singers walked. And much to Jane's surprise, to say nothing of Muddy's, so did all of the instrumentalists.
They said, yes, we're going to support the women in this band. So his whole band followed me.
It was the mid-1990s. Jane was now fully in charge of a professional show band, as well as singing in it. Plus, she was raising her two sons and working a full-time job at the hospital. She says running a psych ward made her uniquely qualified to manage a group of musicians.
Having a background in mental health, particularly on a locked psych unit for all those years, really prepares me to lead a band.
Musicians who've worked with Jane over the years say the band leader has always done right by the band. Vocalist Kathy Slack joined the Pointless Sisters 12 years ago.
She would, and she has, done it for no money. She will forego her compensation to make sure that the rest of the band gets compensated in a fair manner.
She also admires Jane's professionalism and powers of organization.
January, she had to do all the 1099s, and she's got to herd all of us kittens.
After our get-together in Santa Rosa, Jane shared with me how her musical activities took a toll on her family life. Looking back, she wrote in an email, I have regrets about how I balanced both jobs and family responsibilities. Neither of Jane's grown-up children wanted to be interviewed for this story. Her husband, John Sorensen, says he realised early on in their marriage that he'd have to go along with his wife's musical ambitions. So he became her sound engineer.
I was either going to get on board or the train was going to leave without me kind of thing. So
Jane has a way of rallying people. Like the time when local restaurateur and music promoter Susie Veery was in the middle of a musical emergency. It was a spring morning in 2021 and a band was scheduled to appear at the venue Susie owns, the Main Street Bistro in Guerneville. After three musicians tested positive for COVID, they had to cancel just hours before showtime.
And having something last minute, especially if it's a full band, is almost impossible to find. I'd be lucky to get a guy coming in here to play guitar.
Susie was desperate, and Jane was on her list of local musical contacts, so she gave her a call.
I was just so thrilled that they said, well, let me see what I can do.
Somehow, Jane managed to rustle up a handful of her colleagues from the Pointless Sisters to perform at the Main Street Bistro at just a few hours' notice. And when her guitarist went up to the mic and introduced the band as the Pointless Sisters, Jane thought she'd have a bit of fun. It had been a mad day.
So I get to the microphone and said, well, we're not the Pointless Sisters. We are Susie's Last Resort.
Susie was tickled by the band's name. She says the show was a hit.
And they came in and they just blew the house down. Everybody just loved them, and I have them as regulars now.
And Jane decided to launch Susie's Last Resort as a new band, a more compact version of the Pointless Sisters, if you will. Today, Jane manages and performs with both the Pointless Sisters and Susie's Last Resort. Over the years, she's seen many musicians come and go. Some have passed away. Of the original Sisters lineup, Jane says she's the only one left.
Both Judy and Elizabeth passed on from cancer years ago. Cindy died too. She was in an accident. In my house, I have photos of them everywhere and memories, and I loved them so much. We were really close. We had so much fun.
The COVID-19 pandemic was one of the roughest periods Jane's faced in her long showbiz career. Many venues her bands normally played shut down. She and several other musicians got sick.
The pandemic really threw us for a horrible loop. In 2020, I had 56 gigs on the books. We did one.
And then in 2021, when vaccines offered the opportunity for live music to start up again.
There were also some reluctant vaxxers in my band. And I couldn't really deal with that.
In recent months, she's been working on getting the schedule filled again. It's been tough to find musicians and venues for all the gigs she'd like to book.
I just canceled the 21st of May because I couldn't get a guitar player.
But figuring out this stuff is just part of the deal for this go-getting band leader. And she's showing no signs of slowing down. Besides managing and performing in two bands, Jane sings in a third. She also runs a private counselling practice and volunteers every week for a pet loss support group.
And it's a wonderful group. I've been doing it for 32 years every week.
Though she's technically retired from her longtime job as a psych ward nurse for Sonoma County Mental Health, she keeps her nursing licence active too, just in case. Jane's mom lived to over 100, so she feels like she still has plenty of musical years ahead.
And I'm just a girl who, when she was 11, was told, forget it, who's just like trying to bring this all together and make people smile and laugh and have fun. That's the success of a band. If you have a dance floor full of people who are happy, you know, you did it. That's what you want to do. That's why we do it.
Susie's Last Resort plays at the Main Street Bistro in Guerneville once a month, usually on Sundays. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.